Precious Marina Rabbein, Rab Weinberger. Just going to speak a little bit. Sometimes, once in a while, if I'm able to, and there's a little sugi on the side that may help clarify or teach something that may help us understand a little bit deeper, or also enlighten on Chazara on certain points. You know, so or if it's interesting, I'm going to try to do it. I'm not trying to justify a huge sugya. I'm going to try to learn just a few points on Vasikin, at least the way that Reb Kiva Eger learns Vasikin. And it's a very big sugya, and my understanding of it is obviously is very small, but at least I can bring some points out. So the Torah says here, there's three things that come out in the morning, three points that we have to, three things we have to take into consideration when we daven and we say Shema in the morning. So the first, let's talk about Smichas Gula Tefillah. We have to make sure that Gal Yisrael comes immediately before Shemona Esrei. There's not a break in between that. That there's an inyan, obviously, we have to say Krishma in its right time. And the third thing the Gemara brings up with the Vasikin is Yeru'ucham HaShemesh. The Torah says, and the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that you should fear Hashem im HaShemesh, with the sun. Maybe it means before the sun. Whatever it means is fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the sun. So the Ravan on this mission that we just learned, where the person that's in the mikvah has to get out before Netzachama, if he's going to miss Krishma, he should say Krishma by Netzachama if he can't get out, I'm sorry, by then. So the Rav seems to be mashma that that the reason he would say Krishma before Netzachama is Yerucham HaShemesh, and it sounds like the way Reb Kiva Eger learns the Rav, that he's learning Yerucham HaShemesh is fearing Hashem, I guess it would be before the sun comes out, and the fearing Hashem is going on Krishma itself. Fearing Hashem is going on Krishma. Now, when you learn Rashi on the Gemara, so Rashi's, the Gemara says, Mikra, that the Vasikin would do what they would do, which would be to daven, to say Shema right before Netzacham and daven right after. So it says, Rashi says, Mikra, what's this pasuk? So Rashi says, the mitzvah l'hispalel ima Netzachama, that there's a mitzvah to daven by Netzachama. And what's that pasuk? Yeru'ucham HaShemesh. So it sounds like Rashi himself learns that Yeru'ucham HaShemesh is going on Shemona Esrei. In other words, the Vasikin would say Krishma right before Netz, and then they daven right after Netz, to mekayim the mitzvah of Yeru'ucham HaShemesh. Problem is the very next Rashi says, when he teaches up Yeru'ucham HaShemesh, he says, when do people fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When they all get together and mekabel on themselves Malchus Shemaim? By Krishma. So here Rashi actually sounds like Yeru'ucham HaShemesh is going on Krishma. In fact, the Bach, when Rashi says it here, when he teaches up Yeru'ucham HaShemesh, and Rashi says when they're mekabel Hashem, Kabbal Malchus Shemaim in Krishma, so the Bach asks, but Rashi and Dav Chav Tes, Rashi says that Yeru'ucham HaShemesh, the Gemara over there, Rashi says that the Zut Tfilas Yotzer, Yeru'ucham HaShemesh is a Tfilas Yotzer, which is usually referring to Tfil of Shachris, it's just called Tfilas Yotzer, it's a nickname. So Rashi says, oh, there, it's Shachris. So the Bach asks, that's the opposite. Here he says it's on Krishma. So the bigger question is, like we just mentioned, is that Rashi himself, just in the previous Rashi, where the Gemara asks, "My kra, what is this pasuk?" Rashi says, "The mitzvah l'spal ima netzachama." What's the pasuk to daven by netz? And the Gemara answers, "Yeru'ucham HaShemesh." So Rashi himself seems to be contradicting himself, because then the next Rashi says it's talking about Yeru'ucham HaShemesh, it's talking about Krishma. So you have to say bepashtus is that what Rashi means is that Yeru'ucham HaShemesh, fearing Hashem, so Rashi is explaining, how does one get to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That comes through Krishma, when we're kabbal on ourselves, O Malchus Shemaim. So if we do that, and we're Somech Gula Tefillah, which means that we fear Hashem by Shema, and then we enter right after Shema, Gal Yisrael, and then we enter Shemona Esrei, then by the time it's Shemesh, by the time the sun is out, it'll be Yeru'ucham HaShemesh. In other words, we'll have fear because we prepared properly. We will have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the sun is out.
And this may even answer the Bach's kasha. The Bach asked why Rashi sounds like he's soicing himself, because later in Daf Chav Tes, I believe, Amud Beis, Rashi says Yeru'ucham HaShemesh zu tefilas yotzer tzishmona esrei, and here Rashi's mashma it's Krishma. So, like we just answered, it's not a problem, because Rashi over here, when he talks about Krishma, he's explaining How does one get to Yerucham Hashem by tefillah? By being mekabel on himself, O Malchus Shemayim, by Shema. If he's mekabel on himself, O Malchus Shemayim, by Shema, and he's Samech Gula tefillah, and he davens Shemoneh Esrei right afterwards, so it'll come out that when he gets to Shemoneh Esrei, which is tefillas Yotzer, he'll be mekayim Yerucham Hashem when the sun is out. So it's not a steer, and like we answered, as we explained earlier, that's also what Rashi meant from the Rashi right before. So it could be that it's not even a problem, and that's how we'd answer Rashi to the, you know, on the box kasha.
But when you learn the Gemara and even the Rush, it almost sounds like the way I always learned that, you know, it says v'nimsa mispal b'yom, and end up yidavin during the day. So in other words, I always thought that the whole thing with the vasikin. So we just mentioned all these three things: smichas gula tefila, krishma in its right time, and yeruchem hashemesh. So it sounds like there's also this other thing that I always thought, Yerucham Hashemesh meant to fear Hashem right when the sun comes out. In other words, the Vasikin would say Krishma, they would be somach gula tefillah, they say Krishma right before Netzachamo, right before sunrise. They were obviously somach gula tefillah, and nimsa mispal v'yom, and they davened Shemona Esrei at that first time. And I always thought Yerucham Hashemesh is as the sun is coming out. That's when you're supposed to daven Shemona Esrei. But the problem that I had, it was a big problem, is this Mishnah that we just learned, where this guy that's sitting in the mikvah, so comes time Krishma, he should say Krishma right there and then. So I was thinking, why? What's the whole point? So then we talk about, the Gemara says, so you see, the halacha is like, and I'm gonna, now here's the little chazara, halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer in the second Mishnah, where we said that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Krishma is up until Netzachama, no later. So the Gemara says from our Mishnah we just learned now, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, because why is this guy saying Shema in the mikvah? Let him get out. He's according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's got till 3 hours of the day. Why is he saying Shema now? So the Gemara continues, no. The halacha could be like Rabbi Yeshua, and maybe it's like the Vasikin. So when I saw that, I'm like, what do you mean the Vasikin? The whole thing with the Vasikin is that they would say Krishma before Netzachama, and they'd be somech gula tefillah to be mekayim yeruchem Hashemesh, to fear Hashem all its day. But this guy in the mikvah, what does that have to do with anything? He's not saying Krishma. He's not going to be davening at all. He's in the mikvah. All he's doing is saying Krishma, but he can't daven. So what does this have to do with Vasikin? So Reb Akiva Eiger himself asked this question. And his answer, I couldn't understand until I think I got it. And what it means is the following. Yerucham Hashemesh, and Rabbeinu Yonah also is mashma this, Yerucham Hashemesh, fearing Hashem when it's sun, yes, it's going on tefillah. But it doesn't mean when the sun's, you have to fear Hashem when the sun comes out. You can, Yerucha im Hashemesh means when the sun is out. As long as the sun is out, it's still called Yerucham Hashemesh. In other words, even people that don't daven Vasikin, they're also mekayim Yerucham Hashemesh. As long as the sun is out, you're mekayim Yerucham Hashemesh. So if a person davens like we do, not Vasikin, so you're saying Krishma in its right time? Correct. We'll get to that in a second. But you're saying Krishma in its right time. Are you somach gula tefillah? Or somach gula tefillah? Are you mekayim Yerucham Hashemesh? Of course you are. So then, let's look at this Mishnah now again. This guy in the mikvah, what's he doing? He's saying Krishma in the mikvah. So why is he saying Krishma? You see, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have until 3 hours of the day. He should get up. He should finish off, get up, and say Krishma a little bit later. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it's like the Vasikin, which means what did the Vasikin do? So if we're also Mekayim Yerucham Hashemesh, how are Vasikin any different? So the Teretz is, the Vasikin would say Krishma before Netzachama. Why did the Vasikin say Krishma before Netzachama? Because there's a mitzvah min a mufchor, there's a lechatchil, or it's a mitzvah min a mufchor, or lechatchil even, to say Krishma before Netzachama. Why? Because of Krishma. Because most people are getting up. So in other words, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that it's 3 hours of the day, the Vasikin that Rashi says are mechavim mitzvah, even in Rabbi Yeshua, that's his 3 hours of the day, Krishma itself, there's a lechatchila to do before Netzachama, because that's when most people are getting up. So if that's the case, so much so, the whole thing with Vasikin, what they normally do, the Vasikin, when they weren't, obviously they weren't in the mikvah, then normally the Vasikin would, at that point, the Vasikin would be purposely saying Krishma at Netzachama. They could have said it later. like we do. But they usually said it by Netzachama in order to get, remember we said that there are three things, the Smichas Kul Tfila, Krishman its right time, Yucham Hashem. So the second thing, Krishman its right time, the best time to say Krishma is before Netzachama. So they actually were getting number two, Krishman its right time, better than everybody else. So now we have our Mishnah, so it's very good. Really, the halacha can be like Rabbi Yeshua. So why is the guy in the mikvah, why is he saying Shema? Let him get out and say it later, like Vasikin. What Vasikin? The whole point of Vasikin is Yucham HaShemesh to say it later. No, Yucham HaShemesh is a Mekayim even according to us. The whole thing with Vasikin, though, is Krishma in its best time. And you see Krishma in its best time is even more important than Smichas Gul Letfilah. And it's also obviously going to be more important than Yerucham HaShemesh, because if you're going to say Shemona, if you're going to have a break between Shema and Shemona Esrei, you're not going to be Mekayim Yerucham HaShemesh, because you're not going to have the proper Yira from the preparatory Krishma. So I'm hoping that this is understandable and it helps. If there's any questions, you can, you know, put something in Slack. Otherwise, I'm hoping it was clear, because for me, it was just a nice eye-opener as with the Vasikin and the way Reb Kiveger learns Vasikin, and also that how he learns Yucham HaShemesh. Thanks.